Hey, this is John Harris at O.co Coliseum. We are down in the bowels, and you can see right up this alleyway where the Texans will come out down the stairs and on into this dark, dungy tunnel. Now, I know a lot of people will think, okay, this stadium is a little bit older. This is kind of creepy down here. I love it. This is where all the great Raiders teams used to come right out of here. And if you get a shot, it's all kind of green. That's A's. The black Raiders. I love that because all the A's come right out of here. Ricky Henderson and all the great Raiders came right out of this tunnel. And then they walk through this area right over here. And now you can see there are coverings over here, which is probably wise. This is very wise, as a matter of fact, because I can only imagine the projectiles that get thrown from this particular location. The Raiders will come out that side. The Texans will come over here, and it's like West Side Story beef right here in the tunnel. Hopefully we'll have none of that today, but you just never know. Let's go out to the field and take a look. This is the only stadium in the NFL that still is played with a baseball stadium. The same one that Josh Reddick and the A's play on, and the Raiders and Texans are going to play today. As we made our way through the tunnel today, we happened to run into Texans legendary punter Shane Leckler. I can only imagine what this is like, the number of years he spent here on this field. And you see him talking to Raiders personnel and the people that he knows. To be somewhere for so long and then be on the other side of it. And yes, Houston and the surrounding greater Houston area, his home and always his home. But Oakland was his professional home for a long time. And he crafted a good majority of his career right here on this field. So I can only imagine what goes through his mind. It's early in the morning, so to speak. And I had to make my way down to the end zone. This is what I've been waiting for the entire time. And on this field, I'm standing. Here's the goalpost right here. You guys can see this. This goalpost has probably been here for, oh, I don't know, 40, 45 years or so since the Raiders have been here. It's about five steps. One, two, three, four. That's about five. To the net, to the stands. And as you walk a little bit further, you can see that it gets even tighter. And down there, look at the corner of the end zone. Look how tight that corner of the end zone is to the pylon. That's tight. You know why? Because this is the black hole. This is where they all sit. This is where lawyers and some accountants, maybe some teachers, get dressed up with the silver and black, and they wear horns on shoulder pads, and then they dress their kids up as well. But they're not here yet. But they'll be here. And I am looking forward to it. And if I spend today, and at some point myself or my mother does not hear some just horribly horrific things from this crowd that'll be sitting in these stands, I will be sorely, sorely disappointed, Oakland. Sorely disappointed. Because if I don't, it probably means Oakland's ahead. They're going to be nice to me. I don't want them to be nice to me. I want to come right back over to the black hole, and I want to be able to taunt them and say, scoreboard, Texans, take that, shoulder pad guy. That's all I got from O.co. We'll see you next week. We'll be in New York City or New Jersey, but we'll be on the scene at MetLife Stadium getting ready for the Giants. Until next time, we'll see you then. John Harris down here on the sideline.